Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you've given us case now in hearing will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Absolutely, yes.
A construction worker moves from job to job. But when a wind farm comes to town, oftentimes that means 8, 9, sometimes a year or 2 years of steady employment. And that's a great opportunity for someone to earn a decent wage, pay a mortgage, buy a truck, and then that money returns again to the rest of our economy.
We only have 6 acres, so we are affected by this, basically, but get very little from it except the aggravation.
In the last year, we've seen Portillo's, we've seen Rivian, we've seen Brandt all come to this community and ask for incentives. This Invenergy has not asked for any subsidy. They've not asked for any tax rebates. They want to spend $300 million in McLean County.
I work at State Farm, been there 33 years. We're not guaranteed of a job, and I know jobs are important to all these union boys here. I understand that, but my job isn't guaranteed either. State Farm is in an iffy spot right now. So the thought of my property value going down is very emotional for me because I have no guarantees.
We all know the benefits of the wind turbines and what they provide us. They provide less pollution, energy efficiency, climate benefits, and efficient land use. And this is all truly awesome.
And I'm just a little bitty person, and I know without a class action lawsuit of some sign or lots of money, which I don't have, my complaint's not going to be heard. I'm just a little bitty fish in the sea. But I hope that as you consider these things, there's no reason that they can't abide by the county and the Illinois Natural Resources requirements. They want exceptions for everything. Why? I have to obey the laws. Why shouldn't they have to obey the laws that are provided to them?
As a resident of McLean County, I'm proud that we have more wind power than any other county in the state. I think it's something we should all be proud of.
Are you going to have to leave your home of 20 years if you are not satisfied with the changes that are happening?
I mean, there's going to be millions of dollars going to Lexington schools, which I think would be very good for the community.
Do you think a 1% increase in a school budget is going to save a rural school?
And both of these creeks flow through land that has been in my family for over 130 years. And it consists of wetlands and about 40 acres of prairie grass, about 35 to 40 acres of dense timber, and about 20 acres of hilly pasture land. It's an idyllic piece of property. It's absolutely beautiful. And most of all, it's teeming with wildlife. There are very few places in McLean County where wildlife can go, where they can find sanctuary and protection from not just the elements, but from man himself. And this is just such a place.
I was asking myself, how did Invenergy come up with that configuration? And it became obvious to me that they modeled it specifically. They were able to model my house at 46.5 decibels, which is just under the 47 decibel maximum. So the model that they are using does not use real data for the 500-foot low noise trailing edge blades. The noise emission specifications were not available from GE, so they are estimating.
I encourage both the board and the audience this evening to say yes to wind.
I hope you will consider this in light of the lives of people, the environment, and our natural resources, not just on the money end of it, temporary jobs, and numbers that we've been told that may or may not be true.